We will reconvene our meeting with the administrative portion of the meeting. There are four items on the consent calendar. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Since none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
I just show one item on for discussion, and that's the metrology lab equipment surplus update with Conrad. How are we coming along with that?
Well, we're all ready on our end. Oh, I'm sorry, what's that?
Is your mic on?
Yes.
Okay.
We're all ready on our end. We've got the paperwork processed with the surplus property, with the exception of us having Jill go in the system and just transfer it over to them. We've got the payment process completed.
Them being South Dakota.
Correct. And then South Dakota has also reviewed the our inventory sheet, and everything is they're in favor with everything that we've got on there this week. So we're ready to proceed with that. They're interested in coming up next week for that. The only question that we had as the commission is just the distribution of the funds once South Dakota does the payment of those, where that fund's going to go. Because as we talked about last time, we've got that exemption in House Bill 10,008 or 1008 that was the budget for the 2009 legislative session that exempted that property from the surplus property laws on that. So, but deciding where that goes would not prevent us from actually being able to get the equipment and have the sale take place at that point, which would be my recommendation.
And does that, what does that not include, rather than you going through a list of what it includes? What's going to be left over there that we still would own?
We've got some spare weight kits that our light duty inspectors currently use, a couple of spare parts for the large scale truck that Wayne has, some motors over there, inverters. We've got a tool chest over there for miscellaneous repairs that we might need to make here and there. And then we just some historical documents that we'll just have to go through and determine, you know, what we would want to keep and what we wouldn't want to keep. But the vast majority of the equipment will be taken out of there.
Those items that you mentioned that go in the truck and testing kits and such, would those all fit into that small kind of a lab room?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we would need to maintain, I mean, and once we see that, then what we've got left, that room, depending on what facility management might want to work out with, we just need some storage space somewhere to be able to utilize to keep that stuff, because obviously it's not something we want to bring up here. Or we don't have room in the basement for. We want to have readily accessible for the inspectors.
Okay, we won't even start with facility management until that this transaction is done, and then we'll talk again and figure something out, I think.
But the question is where the money goes, right? Isn't that what you're asking? Do we get to decide that?
No.
I didn't think so.
If there's nothing specified, it goes in the general fund, but it wouldn't even be our money to worry about where it goes. And what's specified, we're exempt from. So I think it's somebody else's question, and it's probably going to the general fund.
So based on the check and deposit it to
I think surplus property.
Surplus property. All the transaction takes place at surplus property as far as financials go. So they'll actually be receiving the check. They're going to be taking.
I thought we were exempted from the surplus property thing.
But that surplus property law is what allows the money, would have allowed the money to come back to the commission. So that's that whole section of statute that is actually exempted, because any sale that a state agency makes that's over $3,000 minus the cost that surplus property uses to process the transaction and everything, the agency is entitled to get that money back and put it back in the fund the equipment was originally purchased from. But what our budget did in 2009 was exempt us from that particular section of the statute.
So what are you looking for an answer? What's the question that we're supposed to answer today?
Well,
updating us?
The question I'm looking for is if the commission is comfortable with proceeding and having South Dakota come up and have the transaction take place, and so that they can come up and pick the equipment up next week.
Fine with me.
I think it's the appropriate thing to do. I'll always be disappointed that this didn't turn out differently. In legislative, when we closed that thing, I had high hopes that that there was going to be a new metrology lab set up by a private company, and the commissioners then, as well as I, took a big stab at it working with the Commerce Department, again, since I'm here. So there have been multiple efforts to try to attract someone in, and we had some flexibility here. We could have really provided someone with a great bargain on this equipment. They set something up in the state, but there just seems to be no appetite. And, you know, we're approaching a decade of this stuff setting around already. And so to think that all of a sudden, if we just wait another year or two, someone's going to come in, and if this is a here, they'll set up a metrology lab, I think is kind of absurd. We rely on South Dakota for some services to our weights and measures team. And so in this way, we're kind of helping them out. In a roundabout way, we help ourselves and our own, other testing companies and such by making this available to South Dakota. So I think it's an appropriate disposition of that property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Just from getting caught up by Conrad, given the evolution since 2008 and the cost of upgrading, if that were to ever be reinstituted, which isn't feasible. The other good part is that in terms of testing through South Dakota, Pierre is closer than going down to Minneapolis. So, we have something a little closer to Bismarck anyway.
Absolutely. Do we need a motion to that effect, or just...
I don't think so. I think Daryl probably disposes of a lot of property. Your signature is on a lot of property disposal that there aren't motions for, correct? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think it's pretty clear there's not objection here. So.
Right. There'll be minutes of this discussion.
Okay. So then is there anything else for discussion?
Nope. That's all I had. Thank you very much.
Okay. We'll move into scheduling. I don't know if there's anything that
I have
takes priority among these. Did you have something that should be scheduled before the others, or do we just go down the list?
I have three things to add to it, but none of them have to be first. The one thing that might actually is a carryover from the previous discussion, so maybe we should tackle that one, is the Senex hearings.
Okay, let's make that number four. That's a Senex pipeline from
Montana,
eastern Montana to Mina, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Patrick has dates to throw out here. Oh, the budget was signed. Just got a note from the governor's office.
Our budget?
Yep.
Okay, regarding the Senex pipeline, Patrick?
Do you want to start with that one?
Yep.
Considered July 24 and 25 for the hearings in Tioga and Minot, but the company would appreciate having a hearing sooner than that.
Turn your mic on.
Yeah. Okay, I'll start over. Initially, the commission had thought that we could have a hearing on the 24th and 25th of July in Tioga and Minot. The company has asked if we could find earlier dates than that, like at least a couple weeks earlier. And Commissioner Fedorchek, you had a couple suggestions. You had indicated that July 10 through 12 would work for you, and June 26th through 29 would work for you.
Well, the 26th and the 29th, the 27th and 28th, I think we have previous commitments. We have a commission meeting and another hearing. So the 26th and the 29th. And then I threw out the 10th, 11th, and 12th. I vaguely remembered perhaps Commissioner Christman having a conflict on those days, but those were available in mind. And the challenge becomes you know, for the company, if they're listening, I mean, they can't, the soonest they can do it is the middle of June, based on their ability to get the information that's needed 30 days in advance. So you're looking at the middle of June. We have Mark, and then we have the last week of June, and then we have the 4th of July, which is just about a week out for anybody, including the company. And then we have a little bit of time, and then we have NARUC. So it's really a tight time to try to squeeze in a two-day hearing, especially when you've got, you know, a pretty lengthy time period right in the middle there where people aren't going to want to do it because of the 4th of July break and people's vacations, et cetera. So
of the
You are correct with your recollection. On the 10th through the 12th of July, I'm booked up, and that's not one I can change.
Mm-hmm.
But on the 26th through the 29th, although I showed it on my calendar as being tentative, but I think on the 28th is that mayor court hearing, and other people have made arrangements. And if that's correct, that's just about unmovable. But between those 3 days, one of them's our meeting. I suppose we could still move our meeting to, if between the 26th, 27th, and 29th, mm-hmm. you know. But I think that would involve some staffing issues. We'd probably have to change who's working on the case for our staff.
Right.
And I don't know how involved that would be.
And I do have, I mean, I threw those dates out there because I recognize the challenge that we're having finding a date, but I do have a previous commitment that I have made in Colorado to speak at an event on the 26th that I would be canceling to do that. So I can, but I was hoping that we'd be able to find some other possibility, but if that's, because it, yeah, we'd be looking at the 26th probably for sure. And it's kind of confusing. I can't tell. It says hold formal hearing EDF. Does that mean there's multiple dates we're holding, or is that the date?
Those are dates we're just holding.
On the 28th.
Oh.
For EDF Renewable Ashley. That one, I wasn't sure if that date was multiple dates we've held or what exactly the status of that date is.
And that's Jerry's case, so I'm not sure either what that status is.
Well,
is he here this morning?
I mean, did the dates that we threw out there work for them?
The 24th and 25th?
Mm-hmm.
Or the 20th and 21st of July?
Yeah.
They didn't say that it didn't work.
Okay. And then the 13th and 14th, we have a commission meeting on the 13th, but of July. Those dates available for you, Randy, or are you gone that whole week, the 12th?
That's really the question. Kind of. I had it on.
I don't believe I'm gone all week.
And are you gone? Would you be able to do a Wednesday, the 12th afternoon commission meeting, or gone Wednesday, the 12th?
Date, but the notice has not been issued yet.
Okay.
You know.
You don't have your calendar right there.
So we have a commission meeting in that last week of July, and the meeting on the
30th.
Do we have a commission meeting on July 13th?
Yeah, yes. I show one.
Oh, and so you'd be thinking of moving that to the 12th
in the afternoon. Yeah.
And then
doing the hearing the 13th and 14th.
Yeah, you know, you just almost think that wouldn't be a real busy commission meeting as far as
mm-hmm.
preparation leading up to it, you know, because Independence Day was in the middle of there and it's not that long of a stretch. And so if we didn't mind things getting a little late in the day, you know, maybe start at 2 or 3.
Mm-hmm. You'd be able to do that.
I could do that, and then we'd have Thursday and Friday. I don't know everybody else's schedule. So then that would leave the, what would be the 13th and 14th?
Right. Would be free for the
Senex
hearing.
Yes, I could make that work. I would just have to move one thing, but I could do that.
Okay.
Before we go any further, Jerry's in the room now. The hearing for Maricourt on June 28th, our calendars show that as a hold. Is that one of a multiple days that we're holding for that, or
no?
Is that when it's going
it
to be?
It is the only date that we have for it.
Okay.
And remember, we had some trouble getting it arranged. And I've not issued the notice yet on it, so it could be changed, but it would be a hassle to change it.
Okay. Well, so we probably should hold it then. And
China. Okay.
Is that still a hold? Is that official? That's not the official date?
I don't know if it's official until you issue the notice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for Brian, for you guys, the 26th and the 29th, those two dates would work of June for you guys for this hearing as well?
Yes. Yep. Or move our commission meeting to the 12th, late in the afternoon, and the 13th and 14th would also work, so you don't have to miss that speech.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I know that Zach is not available on June 26th.
Oh, he isn't?
Right. And I'm not sure about the 13th and 14th of July, but I'd have to check on that.
Why don't you check with him on those two dates then? And if those don't work, then let's just go with what we had originally said.
Okay.
All right. Does that work?
Okay.
All righty.
So it will either be the 13th and 14th, at which point we would move our meeting to the 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Or it'll be the dates that were previously set, the 24th and 25th, right?
Yep. And those are being held on our calendar right now.
And what time do you want the meeting on the 12th, your commission meeting?
If we reschedule that, you want to say 2:30?
Yeah, 2:30.
Is that enough time? We could say 3. I just don't know if sometimes it... I mean, 2 hours is usually fine.
Yeah.
Would you feel more comfortable with 3?
Fine. Let's do 3.
And if the commission has the hearing, if it was to be the 13th and 14th, does it matter which location is first or second? Does it matter?
I don't think it does.
It doesn't to me.
Okay. And we'll check it out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, you said you had a couple more things to...
Yeah, one of them is real easy. The Friday we have a work session or a special meeting at 10:30, and I'll be calling into that from my meeting out in D.C., and there's a break at 10 in that meeting in the agenda, so I'm wondering if we could move that meeting from 10:30 to 10 on this Friday.
This is on the rules package? Mm-hmm. That's that meeting?
Yeah.
That works for me.
It works for me. Yep.
Okay, that would be great. Because I think then I could do it during that break and not have to miss out on the presentation that follows up. And then my last one was we want to have a work session on...
Did you get that, Esther? Or Dara, whoever's keeping track
Friday
of it?
This Friday, special meeting. We want to schedule a work session with the two of you. How do we characterize it? Executive work session?
Excuse me, I was writing.
On the DAPL complaint. We want to have a work session on that.
Anticipated as an executive session. Yes.
Yeah. So we would like to schedule that next week after I get back. So that would be like, that would be the 4th or 5th, if you guys are around and available.
I am.
Morning?
Yep, maybe like, I don't know, we've got a hold for the PHMSA annual meeting. Do we have that one finalized, Pat?
We do not.
Well, let's take that time.
Okay.
10 o'clock on the 4th? Is that late in, or 11? I could do either.
10 would be better.
Okay.
On Thursday.
Thursday the 4th.
When, did you clear that with Zach? I will, if you did.
Have not, no. That could subject to change, because we have to have Zach there.
Yeah.
Just for throwing it out, if that doesn't work, I am fine with you making any arrangements you can on Thursday or Friday. To me, the earlier the better.
Okay.
But I am pretty clear on next Thursday and Friday.
All right.
So whatever you'd have to do to get
from
it
your standpoint. And you, Brian?
You're talking 27th, or no, 4th and 5th again?
Mm-hmm.
Were you wondering if Zach is available? He is available on the 4th.
Okay.
He's available.
Oh, so
he's available on the 4th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm queued in at 10. Okay, so number 4, the Cynics Pipeline is done. The Friday morning meeting being moved up a half hour is done. That executive session is done. That was my number 6. Now we'll move into the monthly budget update, and Jill, you don't have the numbers until sometime around the middle of the month. My understanding is you're looking at like the 17th or 18th or 19th of May.
Correct.
Those work for me.
Could we do the 18th? Or 18th would be my preference. In any time but one.
Oh, I spoke too soon when I said those work for me. I forgot I had made a couple notes. On the 19th, we have an ALJ hearing up in Watford City that we normally wouldn't attend, but if, in case somebody wanted to go to that.
Yeah.
But on the 18th, the afternoon will not work for me. But the morning would on the 18th. If it sounded like you're free on that one, Julie.
Yep, 11, 10:30.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm free, whatever.
10 o'clock?
Okay.
Okay, 10 o'clock it is. The informal hearing on Otter Tail's environmental cost recovery rider. Sarah, were you looking at the informal?
Do we need one? I don't. I mean, I read that. It seems pretty straightforward, but...
Commissioner, it's in Commissioner Crocious's portfolio. So it would be his decision, and he thought he might like an update.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, get him up to speed on what's happened on those two projects that are in the rider. It won't take a lot of time. We were looking at doing it in an already scheduled block of time for the informal on June 16th. So that's already on the schedule. It would just be...
That one I was hoping we were going to not end up having the informal on the 16th.
Oh.
Do you have a conflict on that day, Randy?
Okay.
The 27th would work much better for me if that were possible, since we didn't schedule the Cynics Pipeline on that date now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you want to use the...
Would the 27th be so late that it would cause Otter Tail problems? Or?
No. No. I don't
think
so.
Works
good. If that's okay with everybody then?
That would be preferable to me.
Okay. So 1:30 on the 27th and the informal on the 16th would be canceled. Not that I'm...
Well, or leave it. Yeah, well, probably canceled because you want to leave that open. Okay.
Okay, and then lastly, commission meeting dates. Brian, we usually schedule these for about 6 months out. We schedule about 6 month blocks of them, and we get to this time a couple months before it ends, and then we go out and schedule a whole bunch of them again. So we've typically hold our, of course we have, if people are listening, not to mislead people, because we have some special meetings from time to time too when things need to be done more expeditiously, but we typically have these meeting, the regular scheduled meeting, every other week. We have typically tried to keep meetings in August to a minimum to leave employees some better blocks of time to take annual leave. I believe our last one that is currently scheduled is July 26th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I went through, and I'll just throw some things out and one by one and see what you both think. If we did a two 3-week blocks during August, we could go from July 26th to August 16th to September 6th. There'd only be one meeting in August, would allow employees a lot of flexibility. Yep. On time. Do the 16th of August and the 6th of September work?
Work great.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then go into every 2 weeks again. September 20th, okay?
Let's see, 6th, 20th. Yep.
October 4th. I'm sorry, I heard one yes and I thought.
Yes, on September 20th.
Okay, October 4th.
Yep.
Yes.
October 18.
Yes, good. Mm-hmm. For me.
November 1.
Yes.
It's good.
November 15.
That might be Nehruk.
Oh, I didn't think of looking at Nehruk.
And I don't have, I can check really quick. November 12th through the 15th.
Well, I'll tell you, let me just take another jump. Had it been the 15th, 2 weeks later is the 29th, and I checked Thanksgiving is the 23rd. So I thought everything was mm-hmm. working out nicely. And then from the 29th, we could do a 3-week jump, go to December 20th, and it would be not so far ahead of Christmas and New Year's that then we could jump into January. So it seems to me like November 29th and December 20th worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they do for you. If so, how about if we just move the 15th one to the 16th or 17th and just had it
sure.
that week, but then it would work well for the 29th yeah. and the December.
I think that's
20th.
A good plan. Yeah.
Preferably the 16th.
Yeah, the
November.
Thursday.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Nobody's planning on traveling back on the 16th?
I usually get out of there on the day that as soon as I get on Wednesday.
Seems like they close them down at about noon.
Yeah.
11 o'clock, 12.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll go with the 16th. And then the 29th works?
Yep.
And
yes.
December?
Yes.
And December 20th?
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, depending and what's going on, we've added them in December. Special. It seems like that sometimes there's special meeting things just to get things done by the end of the year. We've had a few like that, but those are always just flexibility ad hoc at the
yeah,
time.
Yeah. And this gives us one fairly late.
Yep.
Yet before Christmas.
Yep.
And then I don't know, did we schedule the employee recognition day this far out, or do we do that more when it gets closer?
We have.
It's typically
we have.
In that mid-December time, but.
Yeah. We have scheduled it early, so.
What about the 15th? That's Friday. December 15th.
It seems to work for me.
As far as I know, yeah.
If I remember right, that was always an issue for Weights and Measures people.
Fridays?
Oh, yeah, and grain licensing.
Oh, when do they like to be in? Mondays?
Grain licensing are in Thursday a lot, and I think Weights and Measures, too, but I'm not sure. But
well, they're on a 4-day week.
They work 4-day weeks.
So that's... Oh. Thursday the 14th works. Or we could go later. I like doing it a little earlier because people get so jammed and stressed by, like, getting closer to Christmas because the deadline is looming. So it seems like it's like, oh, and one more thing, the Christmas party. Maybe it's just me because I'm still working on my kids. People do. People meaning I.
Yeah, wait a second.
You men don't count. You don't have to do all that shopping.
Sure,
shopping,
we do.
Shopping, cooking, cleaning, decorating.
Absolutely.
Does that take a lot of time?
Yeah, and then you'll assign Beth to make something to bring to the dinner, and she'll be like, ah, now I have to cook for your potluck.
Well. So the 14th works for me, or
I'm
we
staying out of it.
I'm not sounding very joyful about Christmas, am I?
I'm okay with setting it the 14th, or we can just contemplate it for a couple weeks and see if we get some feedback. If that,
let's set it, and forget it.
Let's set it, but you know, make it known if that
yes.
is some big deal. People should bring it up to us in the next week or two. And we could still deal with it.
Certainly. Well, and to that end, we probably should be looking at a date for our summer picnic. The barbecue. That's always kind of fun.
I love a good barbecue. It's a good barbecue, right?
Let's put that on scheduling for 2 weeks from now.
All right. Too much fun. Too much party planning all at one time. Makes Randy crazy.
Yeah. I have to check with Beth.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, anything else for scheduling?
Actually, in your defense, last time, I do know you made all the burgers. Hand-pressed.
It worked out pretty well, too.
It did.
Okay, we are adjourned before this goes down any further.
Anywhere.
Give out any more secrets. We're adjourned.